Who cares about your team winning the Super Bowl when your team could win the offseason? My name is Danny Heifetz, and I host the Ringer NFL Draft Show with Danny Kelly, Ben Solak, and Craig Horlbeck. We cover trades, free agency, the draft, obviously. We cover quarterbacks, and there are a lot of good quarterbacks this year. And the teams at the top of the draft, Washington, New England, Chicago, big teams with big histories. Listen to the Ringer NFL Draft Show on Spotify.
It's New York, New York, presented by FanDuel. Take a shot at betting the NBA with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Right now, you can check out the new and improved Parlay Hub, filter by odds, sport, and bet type to easily find the most popular parlays and same-game parlays all on one page. Plus, start betting on the Explore page and the Pulse and bet live same-game parlays for every NBA game. So download the app today and bet with FanDuel, official partner of the NBA. The Ringer is committed to responsible gaming. Please visit rg-help.com to learn more about the resources and helplines available and listen to the end of the episode for additional details. Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit rg-help.com.
This episode is brought to you by Major League Baseball. A lot is going on in the world of sports right now, but don't forget the 2024 baseball season. It's officially here. Some pretty exciting things to look forward to. Can the star-studded Dodgers, can they make the World Series? Can Mookie Betts break my heart again? How about the young Orioles? How about the defending champs, the Rangers, trying to become the first back-to-back champs in over two decades? See how far they'll go. Get in on the action by visiting your local ballpark or any ballpark, or you can just go to MLB.com, tap the banner, to learn more. Baseball is something else.
Let's roll, baby. Welcome in. It is a special edition of New York, New York. As you know, I'm out on location honeymooning, so I left you guys some gifts. We had our State of the Jets and Giants. We had our spring training look ahead to the Yankees and the Mets in 2024. And hopefully nothing earth-shattering happens as I'm looking at Safari and I'm looking at lions and elephants and giraffes and all that great mumbo-jumbo that you've seen on my Instagram. We wanted to have a little fun with this. And this was a Stefan idea. I can't even take credit for it. But we do, from time to time, mess around with our voicemail line. Where, listen, we have our usual suspects. Our Yankee calls, our Met calls, our Nick calls, the usual suspects. But what I wanted to do for this special edition of New York, New York, because you guys and gals out there are such loyal, dedicated, top-notch listeners, we said we're going to have an AMA where I get a bunch of random-ass stuff that you guys throw my way, and it might be sports-related. It's possible. It might be pop culture-related. It might be movie-related. I don't know what it's going to be. But you guys send voicemails my way. And, of course, our voicemail number is 917-382-1151. If you're new to the podcast and you're figuring out, okay, how do I get in touch with New York, New York? And, you know, we take voicemails. We hop on Twitter Spaces and post those as podcasts as well. So, you know, we got an all-encompassing way of doing things around here. But I said, while I'm away, this would be the perfect way to get me into vacation. And, by the way, just so you know, I am legit taping this AMA hours before I board my flight for my honeymoon. So that's kind of where we're at. I'm all packed. I'm all ready to go. But a little parting gift to you guys, a little AMA. All right, Steph, we got a bunch. Let's hear them.
Hey, what's going on, JJ? It's Pete in Westchester here. I'm hoping I'm not too late for the AMA, bro. But hey, first off, have a great time in South Africa. Safe travels to you and the wife. Hope you guys really enjoy and unwind and enjoy, you know, the well-earned time off and reflect on your new life together. It's a fantastic time, so wish you well. So my AMA question, I think I've asked you this before, and I don't think it got in the show, but so I'll ask it again. Would you rather, two options here, would you rather take $50 million today, tax-free, $50 million in the bank account, which, hey, maybe you already have, I don't know. Or would you rather go back to being basically reborn as an infant, but you retain all the knowledge that you have as you do today? So again, $50 million today, tax-free in the bank account, or do you start life over with all the knowledge you have as John Jastrzemski as of 2024. All right, man. Again, safe travels, and looking forward to your take on this one. It's an interesting one. Bye-bye.
Well, Pete, I appreciate those well wishes. This is an easy decision for me. I'm taking the money. And I know time on this earth is oh so valuable. So the idea of getting to go and do it all over again with the knowledge base and, you know, a wealth of, you know, experiences and whatnot, what to do, what not to do, what to live, what not to live is important. But, you know, I think about my life, and I don't want to get cliche on you, and I don't want to get lame on you, but I guess I'm getting sappy. I am going on my honeymoon, so after all, I'm allowed to get sappy. I'm very blessed for how things have worked out for me. Maybe not for my teams over the last 15 years, but for me, I really am. So I wouldn't necessarily do anything differently, and I feel like I'm entering like the golden years of my life, you know, in your mid-30s, into your 40s. Like, I'm in decent enough shape. I'm pretty active. God willing, everything's okay health-wise. So, nah, I wouldn't want to go and go back to school and go and deal with all the mumbo-jumbo. Like, I loved school. I did. I know I'm going to sound like a geek and a nerd for that, but I liked it when I was there. Like, the friendships you made, the camaraderie you were part of with a team and your buddies and all that good stuff. But, you know, would I want to go sit through like chemistry class again? No, not really. Do homework, study for finals? No, I'll take the $50 million in the bank. And no, I do not. Wish, maybe in another lifetime, but I do not have that $50 million. So that's a good start to AMA. Easy one for me, but a good start to AMA. All right, who's next?
Johnny, your good friend Kenny Scarabaggio, when you're on your honeymoon, will you be looking to get in a round of golf as long as you trade off tennis with the wifey? Have a great trip.
Kenny, I love you, bro. I saw your tweet gif with the Lions and me running away from the Lions. It might be rather apropos in Safari about a week from now. I am absolutely playing golf. Now, I did not know much about South Africa aside from, you know, Nelson Mandela and the struggle for apartheid and, you know, everything that transpired in that country's history. Obviously, it's world renowned and rather famous. And Nelson Mandela is one of the most iconic figures in world history. But as far as like the vibe and the scene, I didn't know much about it. I had a few friends of mine that went there on a honeymoon. They raved about it. My wife goes to me. She says, we're going somewhere. We're never going again. So, you know, she presented me a couple options. I said, yeah, let's do the safari. It sounds badass. Let's do it. But what I learned about my research of South Africa, not that you guys are, you know, looking to travel. I'll tell you this. It's not cheap. Not cheap. Now, when you go away for 16 days, I don't care where you go, you're going to be spending money, but not cheap. The golf is exquisite. I sent a couple of pictures of this golf course I'm playing in South Africa. And if you guys want to go and check it out, you might as well check it out if you're curious where I'm going to be playing. Actually, when you guys listen to this episode, I will probably have already played the rounds because I'm playing one round in the Winelands and then I'm playing another round my last day there. So, rental clubs, probably going to play like absolute crap. I'm going to be nervous because I'm playing with a bunch of, you know, South African strangers. So they're probably going to be like Gary Player and Louis Oosthuizen and Ernie Els. But check out this golf course. Pearl Valley Golf Estate and Spa in South Africa. I've been lucky enough to play some amazing golf courses in my life. You know, Reflection Bay in Vegas, the Wynn in Vegas, Liberty National, Sabonic. Johnny York took me there. What a class act. That's probably the most exquisite golf round I've ever played in my life. I've played Ferry Point. I played Bedminster. I didn't love Bedminster. I got to be honest. I didn't. I thought it was cold. I played there for an outing. I didn't love it. Hot take. I didn't love it. But this course, Pearl Valley, looks like, holy smokes. Maybe the nicest golf course I've ever played. It's a Nicholas course. I'm drooling over it right now. So, yes, Kenny, I'm down to play tennis, too, but I am playing two rounds of golf on a honeymoon, in case you're wondering. All right, who's next?
Hey, JJ, it's Anthony from Tom's River. I saw you post something the other day about asking me anything, so I wanted to ask you a couple of quick questions. My first one is if you could have any one of your teams that you root for win a championship, which one would you prioritize the most? I know as a Yankee fan, you've seen them win before. But I know like the Knicks or the Dolphins is something that you haven't seen. So just kind of want to see if one of those teams would be ahead of the other. Maybe it's Syracuse. I don't know, but I just kind of want to get your thoughts on that. And then the second one is, I always hear you talking about golfing, and it's a hobby that I definitely want to take up. I played a couple of times, not too great. It's a fun hobby, but it's an expensive hobby. So I guess my second question would be is, what kind of advice would you have for someone that's trying to start out golfing? Like, should I be taking lessons? How often should I go to the driving range? And just kind of want to get your thoughts on that, on someone that's trying to get into golf, how to get better at it. And then like, what are some of your secrets of being a pretty good golfer and kind of developing that habit as well. All right, JJ, enjoy your honeymoon and take care.
Anthony, I don't know if I'd ever put good golfer and myself in the same sentence. That's insulting to the good golfers out there. But I have, and Beningo and Keenan can tell you this, I've made major strides. I've gotten a lot better, but you have setbacks. There's a lot there. You're getting into golf. I would recommend going for a few lessons. I would. Get the fundamentals down. Get the swing down. But the way you're really going to get good, and this is what I tell people all the time, I think you're wasting your time if you're going to your run-of-the-mill driving range and just taking a zillion shots. Because it does not take into account hitting on a downslope, hitting on an upslope, hitting on the fairway, hitting in the rough, playing the sport, drive, 7-iron, 56-degree wedge, or drive, 9-iron, drive, pitching wedge. You learn that by playing. I have improved not by spending a zillion hours at the driving range. I've improved by, hey, late night, go sneak on Silver Lake, play a few holes by myself, put a couple balls down, and just simulate shots. Because then you get used to taking them. That's when I've really made a world of difference. And figuring out how to hit a drive, which was a major revelation for me last year. Now I can't hit it on the fairway. But again, you have to be accepting of the fact that you're going to have good days and bad days. And especially now in the wintertime where you're not playing as much. Like I played in Vegas, Super Bowl week. I stunk because I hadn't been playing much. So I was off. I was off. I think we get warm weather. I come back in March. I could get out there, stay out of my wife's hair. She's going to be sick and tired of me after having me in cahoots for 16 days. She's probably going to be encouraging me to go and play golf. At least for a week. And then she's going to be totally sick of it. But my advice would be go get a few lessons, get the swing down, and then just go and play. Now, I'm not a country club member. I'd love to be. Another lifetime, maybe I will be. But you can find, you're in Westchester County, you're going to find great public courses. Not good, great public courses. I mean, I play in the city. I'm lucky, Silver Lake, for the city courses, the two best, and it's not even close, are Silver Lake and Marine Park. By a freaking mile. By a mile. And I play there pretty often, both places. So, just get out and play. Find your swing, find your style, and get out and play. The other one, this is so easy for me. And I love, listen, all my teams. And when I say my teams, I mean the Yankees, the Dolphins, the Knicks, and Syracuse. I don't have a hockey team. I'm sorry. For me, and I say this all the time. For me to put a hockey team with those other four is insulting. Because I don't have the same level of passion for it. Who do I want to see win the most? Dolphins by a landslide. And you want to know why? Because it's mine. As amazing as it would be to see the Knicks win. And trust me, it would be amazing. I would put them number two. Very close number two. It is something that would be shared with all of you. Which, listen, would be amazing for content. Would be amazing to have everything, that comes with a team winning a title in your town. Like, we have not had that in New York in over a decade for one of the big four. It's a long time coming. That giant Super Bowl in Indianapolis feels like another lifetime ago. I mean, think about it. It was my first year in radio. Professional. First year. So, you do the math. It's a long time coming for a New York team. But the Dolphins would be my baby. That's why. It'd be all mine. There are a few. Justin Grimes, Sal Prestigiacomo, dear friends of mine who are Dolphin fans. There are a few others out there. But for the most part, it's my baby. That's why it's number one. Okay, good questions. You guys are good right now. Really enjoying these. Who's next?
Hey, JJ, what up? This is Kevin in Connecticut. We're a rare breed, you and me, Yankees and Dolphins fans. All right, a couple of things for you. One, who is Trivia Larry to you? Family, friends? What exactly? Number two, when is Bill from L.A. going to have you on the Rewatchables, and what movie would you want to do? Lastly, two show recommendations for you for the flight, both on Max, True Detective and Bookie. All right, that's it. Have a great honeymoon. Watch out for the lines. Talk to you later.
I appreciate the advice. A lot of things there. Larry is not a buddy of mine. Well, he is now. I should rephrase that. But how did Larry and I get acquainted? Larry was an old radio caller of mine back from the overnight WFAN days. And Larry stayed in touch, and Larry has become a part of the podcast. So that is how Larry has become a part of New York, New York. So going back to my old stomping grounds over at WFAN. That's number one. I'm on Bookie. I'm watching it. I'm a little behind, but I'm into it. I have not started the new season of True Detective. I have not gotten there yet. And the Rewatchables one is a good question. I do want to do a Rewatchables at some point. I do. I may have to negotiate that in the next part of my contract. That I do at least one. One. That's all I want to do is one. See, like, I wouldn't want to do it every week. And it's, I got enough going on. We know that. And they do it out in L.A. They do it all together. Give me one. It's got to be a New York movie. Has to be. They did Saturday Night Fever. The one I think I said in answering this question in the past is Finding Forrester, which I think is a fantastic, fantastic film. Movie I haven't rewatched, actually, in quite a while, but you're the man now, dog. You're the man now. So, Finding Forrester. Get buckets with your first bet on FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Because right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. So, out of country next 2 weeks. You know I fired on some futures. I've taken a stab. Minnesota Timberwolves to win the Western Conference. Still like 9-10-1. Correct me if I'm wrong, they're the number one seed. What am I missing here? Too much value. How to get involved. Another one I'm thinking about. And it's crazy high. And I know they've shown no signs of being capable of being a team that's going to win the Eastern Conference. That Miami price. I mean, have you seen that Miami price? To win the title and win the East? Salivating. You saw it last year. Might be worth that Miami tax. That's $150 if your bet wins. Bet on all your favorite NBA players and teams with quick bets, live same-game parlays, exclusive props, and more. Just visit FanDuel.com/NYNY and shoot your shot. FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA. Must be 21-plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit TheRinger.com/RG. First, online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com.
This episode is brought to you by Cars.com. When you add your car to your garage on Cars.com, you'll unlock access to real-time insights into how much your car is worth. Plus, view its historical and projected value to decide when to sell. So when the time is right, you can secure an instant offer from a local dealership or sell it yourself on Cars.com. Start tracking your car's value with your garage on cars.com.
All right, good questions. Next.
What's up, JJ? This is Pete in Minnesink. As you're embarking on your honeymoon, I was wondering, how did you and your lovely wife meet? And another question about the second love in your life, gambling. I was curious about, you know, how young were you when you started, you know, gambling? You know, and betting on sports. How did you first get into it? You know, any memorable bad beats or big wins that got you hooked? Just wanted to hear about how you met your wife and how you started gambling.
Wow, how I started gambling. Later, JJ. I feel like this is going to end up in, you know, Gamblers Anonymous. No, I'm just kidding. Listen, some people, unfortunately, cannot gamble to the extreme that others can. And it's like anything else in life. I tell people, moderation. You know, some people have, unfortunately, higher thresholds for gambling, for alcohol than others. You know, it's a, I'm not trying to minimize that in any way. But when did I start gambling? I mean, listen, if we're going to count like Super Bowl boxes, when I was like in high school, I used to do a Super Bowl pool. Would you count that as gambling? I think you would. I remember there was one year I got a little hot water in school for putting together a Super Bowl box. Found a way to get it done. It was like the, you know, the hush hush, wink wink on the street. So I would say that was always intriguing to me. But as far as like the idea of betting on games, I always did like the football spreads from probably the time I was in college. Like I was in pick 'em pools, you know. But as far as like actually betting on the games, it was probably at the end of Syracuse. I discovered a bookie at one of the fraternity houses, Teak, to be exact. And it was great. I'd bet like 15, 20 bucks on a game. You'd settle up at the end of the week. It was quite the experience. So, yeah, I guess end of college, senior year, junior year of college, give or take. As far as where did my wife and I meet, Upper East Side bar via a dating app. Matched on a dating app, exchanged numbers, went on a date, rest is history. That's it. Sometimes you got to get lucky. I got very lucky. Pain in the ass, but very lucky. All right, how many more? We got a couple more? Let's go, Stefan. Or is this the last one?
Hey, JJ, Charlie Elmhurst calling. Enjoy your wildest dreams. Honeymoon vacay. You deserve it, my man. Enjoy, my friend. In terms of AMA, Knicks limped into the All-Star break with four straight losses. I mean, basically, besides Brunson, half of the dudes are either in the hospital or in the emergency room. I cannot stand it, especially that Rockets game. That completely robbed them. The rest are absolute fucking jokes. And, like, the Knicks' potential is yet to be determined. I mean, coming out of All-Star break, just get healthy. That's it. A couple other things. I don't know, man, why you're out. Maybe Stefan should get an opportunity to know who'll fill in your pot for you as a host. You know, you can talk about Yankees, baseball, Knicks, all the basketball stuff, after that on football, Super Bowl, et cetera, et cetera. I know this time of the year, just not much going on. But hey, me just saying. I love my extraordinary producer that is Stefan. We'll see. I don't know. Let's see how programming goes. And I think that's about it, man. That's about it. And to all people, don't hate on Taylor, please. Please. Person of the year. In my life, she gave me a lot of, you know, hope and light to this, to all the people where in this world where there are a lot of like, you know, ugly stuff and dark times that you've been seeing. So she's giving a lot of hope and light for me and my enjoyment. So yeah, man, enjoy the vacay. See ya.
Charlie, listen, that might have to be negotiated in the next term. When I'm out, Stefan fills in. I like the sound of that. Now, we will have content coming your way the next 2 weeks because we had a lot of stuff that we wanted to hit on from, you know, the state of the Jets, the Giants, the Yankees, and the Mets. But, yeah, I'm not opposed to little Sundays with Steph or something along the lines of that. Speaking of Stefan, since Charlie is campaigning for you to be now the fill-in host for me, which I would have no problem with if that's something you want to do, we have to bring that up with management. Yeah. But for the sake of this Sunday show, you do have some AMAs for me, which I'm very excited about. So welcome, Stefan. How are you, buddy?
What's up, J-Man? It's always a pleasure to get back on here with you, bro.
By the way, before you get to these, are you going to like feel major FOMO in about like a week when you realize that like I'm not pestering you and bothering you and like there's no shows to do at like 12 midnight? You know, that's going to be a little weird, huh?
FOMO is not the word I was looking for, but it will feel weird. There will be a void there. I may have to just listen back to the pod just to feel like we're podding. I might just do that.
That works for me. So listen, you will still be working on some of the other shows here at The Ringer, but hopefully a little R&R for you and the missus, I hope, while I'm gone.
Yes, yes. Gonna spend some time with some family, and you know, I'll be here, you know, relaxing, enjoying a few days. And yeah, it'll be fine. It'll be a good time.
Well, let me tell you, it'll be here. This March Madness and baseball season will be here before you know it. I come back and it's like hit the ground running, dude. So yep, buckle
right
up, baby.
Back into it,
buckle
right
up.
Back into it. All right. So my first AMA for you, JJ.
Okay.
If someone never met John Jastrzemski in life, and you were to describe yourself using five songs, what five songs would you use to describe John Jastrzemski?
Wow. Five songs I would use to describe myself.
Yes. These songs, this represents you. Like if I had a blank canvas, I never met you, and you just want to say, these five songs represent me in some way, somehow, what would that look like for you?
All right. This is a loaded one, dude. All right. I reserve the right to change my mind on these. So like when I'm listening to music on the flight, I might text you and say, I like this one a little better. But here we go. Don't Stop Me Now by Queen. 100%. Very upbeat, positive message. Kind of suits me to a T. With a little help from my friends. Because to me, what I am able to do is a big support of the people around me, my friends, and I love the Beatles. So that's song two. So I just gave you two right out of the gate. I feel like I got to give you New York, New York, right? I feel like if I don't give you New York, New York by Sinatra, I'm missing out. So that's got to be on there. There's number three. Two more songs. I'm like going through like my golf playlist right now to see. Still the Same by Bob Seger.
Okay.
Which is, if you ever listen to the song, definitely kind of suits me well. And I need one more for you. One more. It's a good question, man. This is a very, very, very good question. Don't Stop Thinking About Tomorrow by Fleetwood Mac. Because okay. I'm always thinking about tomorrow and that brighter day. Because I feel I am a pretty optimistic person for the most part. So I gave you five, Stefan. I don't know how I feel about them, but there are five that came to the top of my head. So there's that.
Yeah. This came to me. Speaking of rewatchables, we were at that bar that we went to, and some random lady, she started talking to me and Sean. And she was like, hey, if you had five albums that you could take into the island with you, what would they be? And I kind of just started rambling off albums. I was like, she was like, you're very secure on what you like. And I was like, yeah, these I will be fine listening to these for the rest of my life. And I was like, albums might be a little bit hard for you. I would say, let's go songs first. So that's where I got the inspiration.
Album's really tough. Album is really, really tough. Because then you got to basically encompass, like, you know, everything. 10 or 11 songs that an artist is bringing out. You know what I mean? So, yeah those are five I feel good about. I'm definitely missing a couple, but there you have it.
All right. And my last one before we get out of here. The best sporting event that you've ever attended and the worst sporting event you ever attended.
Wow. Okay. The best is easy for me. Six overtime Syracuse. That game was so epic. It was so outrageous. I feel the nostalgia of it even more today, Stefan, because of the Big East eroding with Syracuse. Nah, I shouldn't even say the Big East eroding. The way the Big East changed, it's been reborn, obviously. UConn is still doing their thing, but I miss Syracuse in the Big East. So, you know, being a part of that era, that game, I think it's probably the most famous game ever played in the Big East tournament. In the history of the Big East tournament, it's one that I think people talk about once we hit the month of March, year after year.
And what is that? The Ray Allen Iverson game? Probably yes. Top two.
100%. That game is probably in there. And, you know, Kemba obviously had some moments. Jerry McNamara obviously had some moments. But, like, for one individual game, that would be the game I'd give you. Six overtime. And, listen, I've been to some great Yankee playoff games, Dolphin games. You know, the best Dolphin game I've ever attended in person is the Pennington beating the Jets, but it's not on that level. So I'll say six overtime Syracuse. The worst sporting event I've ever attended. Wow. I might sound like I'm a prisoner of the moment, dude. That Titan-Dolphin game this year. I'm not kidding. Like, being there, you know what it is? Like, this, the Boardy Sock game stunk, and it was awful. Yeah. And I knew the minute the Yankees lost the game, they were not winning Game 7. They were not winning the series. But it was not over. And I guess in theory, the Dolphin-Titan game, you know, the season wasn't over. I understand all of that. But that game, the way it played out and the stunning nature of how it played out, like the Yankees were losing the Boardy Sock game for the duration. They made it close in the ninth inning, but they were losing the game. To have a 14-point lead with 3.5 minutes left and lose, it never happens. And it cost the Dolphins a division. It cost me a bet that somebody gave me on my wedding. So I'm going to say that. There was a regular season Yankee-Angel game a few years ago, and we were doing a pod at this time. There were like multiple rain delays. The only reason we stayed is because we had really good seats.
And I want to say that was like Shohei's first time at Yankee Stadium.
Too, yeah, he pitched. He got bombed. He didn't make it out of the first inning. The Yankees, I think, scored 5 or 6 runs. They blew a huge lead. Chapman blew it. It was horrible. Horrible, horrible.
So, definitely remember that. Definitely remember that.
From like a regular season game, that's it. I would say the worst. And like the wild card game, going to that game stunk. But the Yankees are losing that whole game against Boston. So, like, when you're losing the entire game, it's not as stunning. You know what I mean? Like, when you lose a heartbreaker and a game that you feel like you have no business losing, that Dolphin-Titan game is probably the worst game I've ever attended in person. The worst. Okay.
Yeah, those are my two. I like where you went with them. I guess the agony, you've endured more pain with these franchises than you've seen greatness, and that's not good, bro. That's not good.
100%. And listen, the Yankees, I can't say that with, because they've given me 5 World Series championships in my lifetime. But we are going on, what, 14 years?
15 years, yeah.
15 years. Yeah. The last Yankee World Series was 2009. It's 2024. So yeah. We will be talking about 15 years if the Yankees don't win the World Series come October. These are good. Stefan, outstanding contribution to AMA. I'm proud of you. Thanks, bro.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me on, bro. I appreciate
it. Of course. Listen, Stefan, next time I'm away, you will be hosting a show. Charlie and I are on the same page with that. So,
I'm going to call Joe. Me and Joe have a 45-minute vent session.
I'd be more than happy to listen. That'd be an easy download for me. We got a lot more coming your way before I get back to the States. These have been a lot of fun. You guys were great. I appreciate your contributions, your passion, all that good stuff. Enjoy the rest of your day. The honeymoon rolls on for much longer, but rolls on. JJ out. Enjoy your day. Be good, everybody. Must be 21 plus and present in select states. FanDuel is offering online sports wagering in Kansas under an agreement with Kansas Star Casino, LLC. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit FanDuel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, Kentucky, Michigan, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Tennessee, Vermont, and Virginia. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342 in Arizona, 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut, 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana, 1-800-522-4700, or visit ksgamblinghelp.com in Kansas, 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana, visit mdgamblinghelp.org in Maryland, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia, or call 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming. Hope is here. Visit gamblinghelplinema.org. Or call 1-800-327-5050 for 24/7 support in Massachusetts. Or call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY in New York.